This is the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk on every team in the NHL.
Calgary Flames fans, it's time for Flames Unfiltered. Entertaining and controversial hockey talk with your host, Brad Berube.
50 episodes, and we're celebrating with the Flames clinching a playoff berth. Man, I so wish that was the case. Good evening and welcome to episode 50. Yeah, 50 big episodes of Flames Unfiltered. I am the host of the show, Brad Berube, March 18th, 2020. Yep, we should be in the heart of a big playoff race. But unfortunately, we're not. But we are 50 shows in on the show. It's been a lot of fun so far. I've had a blast doing this show. And it should be a time of celebration. Most podcasts don't even make it 50 episodes. But it's not. It's not at all. It's a sad, it's a difficult time. Life without hockey is not fun. Life with worry, anticipation of how bad this will get, is not fun. Life is hard right now. It's really hard. Families are worried about financial difficulties. Families are worried about health. Families are worried about what lies ahead. But remember, we can choose one thing, and that's our attitude. These difficult times and turmoil will be much easier if we fight through it with a positive attitude. We are strong. We will fight through this and we'll be stronger than ever. Now it's time to escape a little bit. Escape from the worries, escape from the pain, and let's talk a little bit about hockey. We all miss it so much, but let's talk about hockey and escape. On today's show, we're going to talk about the nightmare year in Calgary. It was definitely not one that we'll ever forget, but it's one that probably everybody in Flames management, Flames locker room, and fans would like to forget. Then we'll discuss the hopes of the NHL getting back up, finishing the season, and getting it back running. I have a modified playoff format that just might work. I'll explain that. And then we'll move into some Flames news, a coronavirus update, and a very interesting fan question. Sit back, escape from reality, and let's enjoy some Flames talk.
The Hockey Podcast Network, which Flames Unfiltered is proud to be part of, has a great podcast called Tales with TR, a hockey podcast. Hosted by former National Hockey League player Terry Ryan. Yep, you heard him on Spittin' Chicklets, and he has you laughing on every episode. Check out Tales with TR, a hockey podcast, on the Hockey Podcast Network.
Every team, everywhere, the Hockey Podcast Network.
All right, Flames fans, good to be back. It's been a trying week. It's been a long week. We're only on Wednesday. With news every day changing, and we'll get into the coronavirus later on. And this is Escape. Let's talk a little hockey. Unfortunately, I'm going to talk about something that's not super positive right now, and that's the nightmare season we've had in Calgary this year. We can't run from it. We can't hide. I think every Flames fan would shake their head right now and go, man, this has been, when you think about it, this has been disastrous. It started before we even gathered for training camp, when one of our best prospects, Yusuf Alamaki, undergoes a knee injury that kept him out all year. The surgery, the rehab, hasn't played a game this year. This is a young star in this organization that we're just salivating to watch. We've seen glimpse of him, and what we've seen has been amazing. Season got going, and the Flames didn't get off to the thought. This team had huge expectations this year, coming off a disappointing 5-0 to Colorado and winning the West last year. And everybody thought, oh, the Flames are going to come back. But now, this year, They're going to come back with an attitude. And this team lacked toughness. And we brought toughness in. Things are looking bright for Calgary. The season didn't take off like any of us expected. And then in mid-November, it got worse. TJ Brody collapsed to the ice during practice. He was hauled off in an ambulance, spent time in the hospital. The seizure, the magnitude of having one of your teammates and players of the team you love laying on the ice with the unknown lying ahead. Thank goodness Brody was cleared, and Brody actually came back better than ever. But it was scary. Then 2 weeks later, it all fell apart. Akeem Alou accused Calgary Flames head coach Bill Peters of allegations of racism 10 years ago in the minors. After turmoil that sent Calgary up in arms and the hockey world upside down, that resulted in other firings, Bill Peters was out of a job. The Calgary Flames were left wondering what was next. What else could happen? And then right before Christmas, news got worse. Assistant General Manager Chris Snow was diagnosed with ALS. And while this is a positive twist to it, it was a sad time. After this, and during this announcement from when Bill Peters was let go, Calgary had kind of found their way. They were winning games on a much, much more consistent basis. And things looked ahead. First line was still not scoring. Our stars were still struggling. And the Flames went into All-Star break, kind of wondering if they were going to make the playoffs or not. The play outside of All-Star break was lackluster at best. The record post All-Star break was probably better than what most of us would think it is, because as much as they were inconsistent, they consistently got points. Gaudreau started to get a little bit of scoring touch. Monahan started to rack up the points. Line combinations kind of fell together. Timely scoring came from the bottom six. But then injuries happened. Travis Hamonic went out long term. The trade deadline, with Frolik being traded and money in the bank, left many fans wanting more. But the Flames chugged ahead, and the points kept coming. Probably not the pace that many of us expected, but good enough to put them up into third in the Pacific. And then the news broke a week ago tonight, with the NBA suspending their season. It followed by an announcement Thursday that the NHL would be suspending their season because of the coronavirus and how it was taking over not just the world, but the countries of Canada and the U.S. We're a week into it. Our fears are bigger than ever. And now we're living life without our escape. And that was Flames hockey. It was a season that I will never forget. Number one, because it was the first year of this podcast. A podcast that we do twice a week and follow every single game and all the happenings that happen in Calgary. The excitement for me doing this was huge. I couldn't wait. I had many points of the year thinking, this is hard to do when your team's not playing well because you sound negative. Don't try to sound negative. I state it like I see it. I'm a realist. I'm behind my team no matter what. But I also tell it like it is. And I think that's what the listeners want. It was a trying time in Calgary. I was upset when Vallamaki went down because I looked so much forward to seeing what he was going to bring to this team. I was a big fan of Bill Peters, and I was pretty vocal on this podcast. I still think Peters was wronged. Then Hamonic going down, one of my favorite players. Very happy for TJ Brody. That scared me. I remember getting the news on that and thinking, whoa, now what? I do think this Flames team would have made the playoffs. And I told many people that, damn it, this is probably the year, after all this happening, that Calgary would find a way. And who knows, maybe we would have seen this team playing for the Stanley Cup. Yes, I know that sounds like a long shot. And no, they hadn't been playing consistent enough to be able to do that. But seriously, sometimes things happen when you least expect it. Before the 04 playoffs, if you'd asked me if Calgary would be playing for the Cup Final, I would have told you you were crazy. But sometimes teams find a way. And I think we've seen that in years past, with the Blues last year, the Kings a few years back. It happens. I don't think this Calgary Flames team played to their expectations this year. Obviously didn't play to their expectations. And quite honestly, I didn't think they would be as good this year, simply because when everybody has a career year, it's hard to replicate that. But I don't think, and this is what probably hurt Flames fans and management, probably the team itself, when you sum up this season, it didn't play up to their capabilities. That's probably more of a fair assessment. I don't hate this core group, but what this year was a test for the core group to really see if this is the core group we wanted. Well, now the test is lost. With hopes of a Stanley Cup playoffs dim at best, we still don't get to evaluate the core. So now what? Do we change the core based off the regular season and try to redo this now? Or do we give the core another chance? That's probably a conversation we'll be having a lot over the next few months. It doesn't make things easier for Flames management. This was a tough year in Calgary. It was a tough year. There was a few bright spots, and I'm going to leave with a couple bright spots. The fact that a new arena is coming is a huge bright spot. The fact that I don't have people asking me if this team's moving to Houston anymore is a bright spot. The fact that our players are healthy, the fact that our staff is healthy, with all the prayers going to Assistant General Manager Chris Snow. We have to take out of this the positives. In a nightmare year, there was a few positives. But the saddest thing, this might just have been the year that the Flames found lightning in a bottle.
Inside Edge Hockey News, bringing you inside the game.
Is there any hope for a Stanley Cup playoffs? Well, you want my honest opinion? No, I don't. I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer, but I don't. Things are not progressing in the right ways. Gary Bettman did release a statement earlier this week, and I'll read that to you. That the most important thing is, if we come back, the tournament or competition we put on has to have integrity, does justice to the history and the tradition of a Stanley Cup, and have everything on everything is on the table right now. The NHL is exploring everything. But everything we're considering has to be right. It has to make sense and has to do justice to the competition. It's no secret. The regular season is done. They have not officially announced that, but I don't know how that you could do that. But I do believe if there is any hope, the NHL will explore different playoff formats. TSN reported this week that NHL players and some board of governors are in favor of a plan that is very interesting and would restart the season late in the summer, where there'd be a training camp in early July, finish the 2019-20 season in July, have playoffs August and September, have your draft and free agency in October, and begin a 2021 season in November. Interesting. Probably very realistic on when we're going to get over this virus and be able to play again. And quite honestly, maybe something that has some legs. Here's my playoff idea. Now, I take into consideration a couple things. I project that the earliest possible start for any pro sport and the NHL would be June 1st. On March 15th, the CDC in America put down a 60-day notice and mandate of gatherings of 10 or more people. Well, that puts you March 15th, April 15th, May 15th at the earliest that we're going to have any gatherings of anything. You put a two-week buffer on that, which would include a mini camp and getting players back to their home cities, would be a June 1st start at the earliest. Well, if you're going to have a June 1st start, you have to be done by July 24th. And the reason for that is the Olympics. If the Olympics go, which they would go probably if the NHL is going again, we have to be done. We cannot compete with the Olympics. Number one, we can't compete because NBC has the Olympic deal in America and they have the hockey deal. So hockey games wouldn't be televised in America and there's no way the NHL is going to let that happen. Well, that would mean that they would have to be done by July 24th. So I came up with a format that if we started on June 1st, we could be done by July 10th. It's a 40-day format, and that leaves me two buffer days in there too, by the way. And I'll quickly go through it. It's a little confusing. You can actually see the graph at InsideEdgeHockeyNews.com, and I'll actually tweet it on Flames Unfiltered too. It goes for 24 teams to make the playoffs, and that's basically every possible team that has a sniff of making the playoffs. I don't think anybody could be upset with that. And God knows it took everything out of me to allow 24 teams in. But you have to make exceptions on years where things are what they are this year. It would call for a wild card play-in game between the 3 and 6 seed wild cards and the 4 and 5 wild cards. In the East now, that is the Islanders against Montreal, the Rangers against Florida. In the West, that's Vancouver against Chicago, Minnesota against Arizona. It's one game play-in. The winner of that goes on to play the 1-2 wild cards, where the 1-2 is where they sit right now in the playoffs. That would be the Islanders-Montreal winner would play Carolina, which is wild card 1. The Rangers-Florida winner would play Columbus, which is wild card 2. That's how the East would sit. Vancouver, which is wild card 3, would play Chicago. Winner of that would go on to play wild card 1, which is Winnipeg. Minnesota-Arizona, which is 4-5 in the wild card. The winner of that would go on to play Nashville, which is wild card 2. Now, they would also play a one-game wild card play-in to get into the division semifinals, which would seed them up against the number one team in their division. The number one teams currently sit in the Metro Washington, in the Atlantic Boston, Central St. Louis, Pacific Vegas. They would play a best of three series along with the 2-3 seeds in each division, which in the Metro is Philly-Pittsburgh, in the Atlantic is Tampa Bay-Toronto, in the Central is Colorado-Dallas, and in the Pacific, we would get it, the Calgary Flames against the Edmonton Oilers in a Battle of Alberta. Now, the division series would be the best of three. That would seed you just like the playoffs are today. That would move you into a division final, which would also be the best of three, and then would move you on into a conference final, which would be the best of five. That would lead one series left, which would be the Stanley Cup final, which would be the traditional best of seven. Yes, I wanted to make the conference finals seven games and the division finals five games, but sadly, you couldn't get it in the time frame, having a day-on, day-off situation. It's my theory. I'll tweet it out. You guys can take a look at it on flamesunfiltered.com. Check it out on Inside Edge Hockey News, my other website. It's a theory. I think it's critical that we get it done in 40 days so we can gather our things ahead of us as far as a draft and everything, free agency and everything, so that we can have next year played in its normalcy. Is it a long shot? Yeah, unfortunately, it probably is. But right now, all we're going on is hope and wishes.
Hey, let's win some money. Make your hockey knowledge pay off by playing. Playline 50K, the Hockey Podcast Network Daily Lotto. Win big with Playline. Use promo code THPN and you're set to win big bucks. Oh yeah, it takes some hockey knowledge, but you have that.
All right, Flames fans. Time for our normal section in the show where we talk about Flames news. We talk about injuries, different things like that. It's a little tough right now when everything is on hold. But I got three things for you. 30 years ago yesterday, Lanny McDonald's number 9 was raised to the rafters. Big day in Flames history. Second bit of news, former Flames netminder Jonas Hiller retires at the age of 38. He spent 2 years in Calgary and has been playing overseas since. The Flames also look to be the front runner for college star Colton Poolman, who currently plays at the University of North Dakota. I will work on this story. I live in North Dakota, and I will get to the bottom of this and see if Calgary will be able to land the rights of Colton Poolman, which would be a great, great addition for the Flames. Let's take a quick trip around the NHL and talk a little bit about a coronavirus update. The CDC now announces no gatherings of 10 or more people in the U.S. until May 15th. Today, Canada shut down their borders between the U.S. and Canada. Canada had shut down their borders around outside of the U.S. prior to this, but today they finalized the shutdown of the borders. It will not affect trade. We have a great relationship between America and Canada, and it is also allowing Canadian snowbirds, Canadian college students, time to get back to their home country. It's done as a precautionary measure. Anything we can do now to slow the spread of this, it's critical. It's straight up critical. The NHL announced Monday that effective immediately, players can opt to return home outside the club's home city, including outside of North America, and to get these players back to where they live in the off season. Upon arriving to where they live, they need to self-quarantine, which includes everything until Friday, March 27th, unless a longer period is required in accordance to the local mandates of where they're traveling to. Players should continue to report symptoms to their team's medical staff to get the proper proper care. At the end of this self-quarantine period, depending on the world's developments between now and then, consideration will be given to allowing opening of club facilities and players to schedule small groups of training and volunteer training and care for the players as if it was off season. The objective of this is to get regular updates, and the NHL plans on updating quite frequently. I did hear that they should have another announcement on Thursday, which is the day this releases. The CDC's period is 60 days, and the NHL will evaluate this after 45 days and see where we'll be going from there. As of now, things don't look good. Cases continue to rise in U.S. and Canada, which is somewhat expected, but hopefully the measures taken by the American government and the Canadian government will, and the cooperation of the American public and Canadian public, will lessen the spread and get us through this very difficult time quicker and with less pain. Moving on to something a little bit more positive, and that is our fan question. Well, I posed a Facebook question on one of my Calgary Flames groups I'm part of on Facebook, which I love being part of. This one is the Calgary Flames Fan, which is a must if you're a Flames fan. You need to be on this Facebook group. They are a great, great group of Flames fans. I posed the question. I got 50-plus comments today, and I'm going to read through some of my favorites. My question was, what is the coolest thing you've seen live at a Calgary Flames game? Cam Creighton, Kachuk Cassian battle won this year. And that was a good one. Doug Clements, Theo sliding down the ice after scoring the goal against Edmonton. Probably the second most iconic Flames highlight there is out there. Cameron Hunter talked about Stajan scoring a penalty shot goal in his first game back after his son's death and pointing to the sky. That's a moment I will never forget. Dallas Roberts, this year's Talbot Smith fight. That's a classic that we'll never forget. Adam Redd, and a bunch of people commented on this one. It was a game, Calgary against Boston at the Saddle Dome, and a man stripped down naked and jumped onto the ice. Numerous people commented on that. Stefan Eriksson brought one up that I kind of vaguely remember, but I don't totally remember. It was a night when FNUF broke the glass three times in one night. Kyle Sherman had one I remembered. Frolik scoring three shorties and an 8-2 win over the Blues. That was a great moment. And here's one that it's silly because it was a preseason game, but I remember it just because my favorite player was part of it. It was amazing. Jeff Hill brought it up, and that was Theo Fleury scoring a shootout goal in the preseason during his comeback attempt. I believe it was against the Islanders. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I remember him getting the call for the penalty shot, scoring, and the Flames winning their game, and Theo was in seventh heaven. I wanted him to make that team so badly that year. I understand why he didn't, but man, I wanted Theo. Jeff Hill brought that one up, and that was a great one. Mike Reist, probably not one that Flames fans want to remember, but it was an epic moment, and that was Pavel Bure's OT winner against Mike Vernon. That was one I'll never forget. What a great move by the Russian Rocket. Elias Duante Lopez talked about the game winner by Martin Jelena against Detroit in the 0-4 playoff run. The Flames had no business beating Detroit in that series and found a way. They were the find-a-way Flames that year, and boy, they got it done. Brandon Olnick gave me probably one of the best laughs and one of the best stories, and these last two are not hockey-related at all, but they made me laugh. And his was an elderly lady tripped an Oiler fan down the stairs, and the cops roughed him up too. He deserved it all the way with the way he was acting. The elderly lady was upgraded to the lazy boy fan of the game. Wonder if it was Cynthia. Yes, listen to the Fan 960 overtime show. I sure love it when Cynthia calls. It's always good. John Wirtz brought up another one that I had no idea of. I've never heard of this one, but it had to have been true because I had multiple people comment on this one. He told of a story of a lady having sex five rows up behind the penalty box. Who remembers that? Tweet me the story. Let me know what happened. Evidently, they were tossed. What a crazy Saddle Dome moment. Great memories. There has been a lot of great, great Flames things. I'm reading two Flames books right now. I'm going to pull out the old top 10 DVDs of Flames moments during this break. We're sitting at home and have a lot of extra time. Take advantage of this time. Get some things done around your house. Get some things that you've wanted to do for a long time. I love reading books, but with my website, my three podcasts, and my job, and my family, and my kids, I don't get enough time to read books, but that's one of the things I'm going to do on this break. Just lots of great moments, great memories at the Saddle Dome, and I pray that we could have many, many more because life without Flames hockey is just, it's really boring. Thanks everybody for participating in that. The response was left me speechless to read all of them. It was so fun. It made my day actually to open up my Facebook and read all those tonight. And thanks everybody for the great memories. And hopefully we can get a whole lot more memories.
Get all your Flames Unfiltered podcasts, team news, team updates, and highlights at flamesunfiltered.com.
All right, Flames fans, here's where we usually talk about game previews, but I'm sorry, there's nothing to preview. Now, we're going to keep going with the show, and we're going to do it every record every Sunday and Wednesday. It drops Monday and Thursday on the Hockey Podcast Network and also on flamesunfiltered.com. Make sure you follow us on all the social medias. Make sure you check out our podcast. Go on to Apple, sign up, subscribe, get the podcast sent right to you. Listen to it every week. Give us a good rating, please. But more importantly, in the times and crisis that our world is going through, make sure you please stay safe. There's nothing more important in this world than our own health and the health of our families. Please listen to the officials. Listen to the doctors. Please stay home. We need to do everything we can to stop the spread of this. We'll see you next episode. I'm going to leave you with one final thing. Former Flames player Mike Commodore. Yeah, he's a classic. I love listening to him. But he put out a tweet this week, and when I read it, I thought, boy, we better really, really, really think about this. And his tweet was this. Folks, I'm not a big quote guy, but I saw this today. And the words were bang on. He said, your grandparents were called to war. You're being called to sit on the couch. This puts things in perspective. Be responsible. Don't be selfish. Sit your ass down. Everybody stay safe. We'll see you Thursday for another episode of Flames Unfiltered.
Get connected. Flames Unfiltered can be found on Twitter at Flame Unfiltered. And also make sure you check out our Facebook page at Flames Unfiltered. Check out host Brad Brood on Twitter at Brad Brood. And if you like what you hear, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can find Flames Unfiltered on all the major podcast players. Consider subscribing to Inside Edge Hockey News on Patreon. That'll get you exclusive content and much more. Thanks again and enjoy the hockey. Thanks for tuning in to Flames Unfiltered. Check back for more action-packed Calgary Flames talk.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter at HockeyPodNet. New episodes every Monday and Thursday. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This has been a production of Inside Edge Hockey News Radio, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. This production is copyrighted and distributed by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.